From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Noah Adams. The FBI wants help from the public in finding whoever is behind the anthrax attacks. Today in a briefing, FBI officials released a profile of the person they believe is responsible, a lone man who may have worked in a laboratory or had a scientific background. NPR's John McChesney was at the briefing. John, tell us who was actually doing the briefing here.
The man doing the briefing, though, is a man named Jim Fitzgerald. He's with the Behavioral Analysis Unit down in Quantico with the FBI. He described himself as having cut his investigative teeth on the Unabom case, and his whole speech was replete with references to Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. And he said one of the bases for their analysis here was that they had interviewed lots of prisoners, including many serial bombers and people who carried out all kinds of serious threats. And so they had a kind of database to construct this character from.
Now, given that, how do they describe the sort of person they think people should be looking for?
Well, first of all, they give you some boilerplate at the top saying they're not excluding any investigative possibility, including a connection with the World Trade Center attacks. But then having said that, they go right on and they entirely focus on a lone male, an adult male. They don't know his age. They say the person most likely used those September attacks to mask himself. He wrote all those letters. It was a single person who wrote all those letters to the New York Post, to NBC's Tom Brokaw, and to Senator Daschle. All three letters are photocopies, by the way. They're not originals. The targets, they say, Fitzgerald said, are very important to whoever did this. They may have been the focus of previous expressions of contempt or anger, which other people may have overheard. And all of this is to give us a heads up to kind of look at and think about people we know. Who knows what kind of suspicious behavior is going to be manifested in households across the country. Fitzgerald said this character may hold grudges for a long time, vowing that he will get even with the people he hates someday. That sounds like Kaczynski, by the way. And the FBI believe this person prefers being by himself, that he's not confrontational, he is a loner.
What about the dates? The letters were sent out on different dates, the 18th of September, the 9th of October. Anything said about that?
Yes. What happened in between those dates was that the mailer greatly improved his product. The anthrax in the Daschle letter was much better than what, if you can use that word in this context. It was much finer, much more likely to drift about and be inhaled. Remember that 28 of the 40 people right in that area tested positive for anthrax. They didn't talk about Florida much here. They said that Florida is the same strain, but they don't have the letter. They don't know whether it's related. All they know is it's the same strain. They say this person is very familiar with anthrax, and he may be working in a university lab or in his home. He probably has a very strong scientific background. Anyone, they say, could buy the necessary equipment, put it in their basement or in their garage. They were asking people to observe if someone they know was often absent during those days or disappeared into a separate locked part of their house for unexplained periods of time.
Well, once again, let's go back over the sort of list of characteristics they're looking for.
Well, they're asking the public to look for someone who became intensely focused following September 11th, someone who became much more secretive, someone who displayed a kind of passive disinterest in the events of 9/11, of September 11th. And during the course of those mailings, the person may have become excessively anxious or unusually interested in the media or become more withdrawn.
Right. Now, there's one more thing we should check on with you, John. In New Jersey today, officials announced that four more postal facilities have tested positive for anthrax spores. Which facilities were those?
Well, they were small satellite post offices, but all of them received and sent mail to the Hamilton facility where all of these letters that we're talking about went out from. So they're all connected to Hamilton. At this point, though, we're not sure at all what the implications are for the investigation.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, Noah.
NPR's John McChesney.